SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Raleigh may be the second North Carolina city to see federal immigration agents deployed by the Trump administration to track down and arrest criminal illegal aliens. Raleigh's mayor expects the feds to arrive today in North Carolina's capital city. In Charlotte, meanwhile, more than 100 people with criminal records have been taken off the streets so far. As the House prepares to vote on legislation directing the Justice Department to release all remaining Jeffrey Epstein records, emails have surfaced linking a high-profile public figure to the late convicted sex offender.
Larry Summers is one of those whose name is listed among the wealthy and influential people in Epstein's network, as indicated by emails made public by House Democrats last week. In response, Summers has issued a statement saying he would step back from public commitments, as the documents show he maintained a friendly relationship with Epstein long after Epstein's 2008 conviction. Summers says his association with Epstein was, quote, a major error in judgment, unquote. He intends to retain his teaching duties at Harvard. He was the university's former president as well as former Treasury Secretary under Bill Clinton. George Williams reporting.
The cleaning lady mistakenly showed up at the wrong address about 15 miles northwest of Indianapolis. She was shot dead, allegedly by the homeowner.
After a comprehensive examination, the Boone County Prosecutor's Office has filed one count, that count being voluntary manslaughter, which is to knowingly kill while acting under sudden heat as a level 2 felony. This has been charged against Kurt Anderson of Whitestown, Indiana.
Boone County, Indiana Prosecutor Kent Eastwood, a news conference aired by WRTV. He says Indiana's Stand Your Ground law cannot be applied in this case. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 360 points. This is SRN News. Scotland may liberalize its abortion laws.
The government is considering recommendations from pro-abortion groups that call for a removal of limits on when a woman can terminate her pregnancy. Under current Scottish law, abortions are allowed up to 6 months, but only when two doctors agree that the mother's life or health are at risk. The abortion law expert group states that the country's curbs on the procedure are, quote, anachronistic, paternalistic, and don't reflect best modern practice. Michael Harrington reporting.
Poland's foreign minister says an auction of Holocaust artifacts has been canceled in Germany following complaints from Holocaust survivors. Radoslaw Sikorski says he and his German counterpart agreed that such a scandal must be prevented. The German auction house Felsman was preparing to sell off hundreds of Holocaust artifacts, including letters written by prisoners and other documents that identify many people by name. The International Auschwitz Committee says the items belong to the families of the victims. This is SRN News. Ford Motor Company showing off its new global headquarters building in Dearborn, Michigan, replacing Ford's longtime HQ, and it sounds like quite a place.
The public got its first look at Ford World Headquarters on Sunday. This headquarters is double the size of the old one, with room for twice as many employees. It has 7 restaurants, design studios, and fabrication shops, and even some cars. The new HQ replaces the current headquarters, known as the Glass House. It opened in 1956. It is now set for demolition. Bob Agner reporting.
A judge will explain why he's approving a plan for OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma to settle thousands of lawsuits over the devastating toll taken by opioids. U.S. bankruptcy judge Sean Lane says he does intend to approve the settlement. Under that settlement plan, members of the Sackler family will shell out up to $7 billion. More details at SRNNews.com.